Yeah, well, listen, we knew it was going to be a tight game. I suppose both teams coming in with similar stories, you know, boys missing, not much luck, missing key men just back. So we knew it was sort of 50-50. The first half we were against this pretty strong breeze. You probably mightn't have felt it, but when you're down there, you really notice it. And they pinned us in on the kick out a few times. We were, you know, they were struggling. And but even in saying that, we would have been happy just to be a point down at half time, because we felt the boys were sort of playing a wee bit within themselves. They weren't really going after it. I suppose at half time we knew just to settle the boys down. You know, we got the sense from the first half that any time we really went at Donegal, we could get by them. And it was about giving the boys that wee bit of belief that, listen, back yourself, really go at Donegal in the second half. And maybe at 10 or 15 minutes in the second half, you can see the boys were starting to do that. Gaps started open up and
You sprang a couple of forwards off the bench, Sean Jones and of course Conor McManus, who I think gave 1-4 between the two of them in this brief period they were on the pitch. So that must give great confidence to you as a manager when you look behind and you have that firepower to come in.
Yeah, definitely. And but we probably were lacking that in the first few games. Just boys of that calibre to come in and kind of make an impact straight away. In fairness to Conor and especially Sean Jones, though, who's a young player, I thought he was exceptional when he came in. Really busy, had a hand in everything, scored a goal himself. So those boys have that in their locker, and it's just about pulling it all together. Listen, there'll still be a wee bit of rust as boys just back. The likes of Jack and Conor and Darren, and we've another one or two boys to come back over in the next few weeks. Kieran Hughes is working very hard in the background. Conor Leonard's working very hard in the background. Finty Kelly's working very hard in the background. So we've a few boys to come back into the fray. Obviously Ryan O'Toole missed out today with suspension. So listen, we're looking forward to going forward from here.
You know, it's been a great day. 120 on the scoreboard won't do our scoring difference any harm either. But I'll mention Killian Lavelle went off, Colin Lennon went off. You know, that midfield area, it's a battleground out there, and you know. You have Gary Mohan back as well, but you might have to do some tactical switching there as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And we've been trying a few different boys out in that area. I thought Gary was pretty good today. But again, Killian came off with a knock, so you have to change it again. Colin Lennon came on, he tightened up, I had to take him off again. So it's a constant change in that area. But listen, you're hoping with each passing game that you'll eventually settle on a sort of a consistent midfield partnership is what we're striving for. And you know, it's no different, you know, when we were playing. Like, you have to appreciate, you know, we had probably Owen Lennon every day of the week, and yeah. Listen, you were guaranteed every year he came back, and yeah. You never lost him. I suppose we had Niall Cairns in that mold, and he has gone travelling this year, so it's a gap to fill. Listen, we have the players there, and they're working hard, and we'll get it solved.
I thought tactically though in the second half, and I'll let you go now, Vinny, but you took Rory Beggan came out and he blocked that channel for their kick out. You really squeezed up on their kick out. You really put them under the cosh, and of course with the aid of the breeze as well. And I think that really worked well. That was something you probably mentioned at half time.
Yeah, listen, it was a strong breeze, and they put our kick out under a wee bit of pressure in the first half, so we knew we had it in our armoury to do the same to them. And you can see, listen, Sean Patton and Rory Beggan are great kickers of the ball, they're great goalkeepers, but in wins like that, you know, they do struggle when there's pressure on. And in fairness to the lads, you know, they pressed up hard and they made life really difficult for the Donegal kick out, and we got a wee bit of joy off that.
And look, next week we'll look ahead. Roscommon, top of the table, beat Armagh today, I believe. You know, you'll relish that challenge.
Yeah, listen, we're coming in under very differently. They're up and going. You can see there's a real confidence in them. There's a real pep in their step. They have a lot of youth and a lot of exuberance, and they have a lot of options and a lot of threats. So they're going to be very hard to beat. You know, they've been the team of the league so far. We're going to still try and blend in a few young boys, try and get older boys a wee bit of game time. There's still going to be a wee bit of rust there because some boys are only back, so we have to be realistic. We're coming up against the form team, but listen, it's a lot easier now to go into that game after winning today as opposed to losing three games in a row. So listen, we look forward to getting back here next week.